With me right now is Coach Jerry Johnson to talk about his Longhorns coming off of district play and which they wrapped it up last Thursday night, knocking off Cimarron with that score of 34-14. Coach, before we talk about this matchup tonight in the first round of playoffs, talk about your win over the Blue Jays. I thought that your team did an outstanding job getting over 400 yards of offense, but your defense played outstanding, holding the Blue Jays to just 111 yards.
Yeah, that was the biggest surprise I think we had was the defense. We had to change some guys around, you know, found out that Corey Roth and Heath Tucker weren't going to be able to go anymore this season. So we had to make some big changes. You know, we moved our inside backer, Aaron Hernandez, to an outside backer, moved a defensive lineman back to linebacker, and brought in a different defensive lineman. And so we're kind of seeing what it was going to look like, and it looked really good.
Well, it certainly did, and you know, talk about that a little bit. When you lose two key players like that, and what it does to your team. But you know, it seemed to us from the broadcast booth that your guys didn't really miss a step. I mean, they really took over, and you were able to plug some people in there and make some great plays.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about the team we have this year. We got a lot of talent. It's not just that we depend on, you know, two or three guys to make the plays. We got a team full of guys that can hurt you, especially on offense and defense. So it wasn't one of those things that we're looking at now. We got to revamp our entire offensive system. You know, we talked a little bit after the game, and I talked to Tyler LaSalle about it. He was a little sluggish in some of his reads and stuff like that, and he admitted that he thought he had to try to do more because of the loss of those guys. So, you know, we talked to Tyler a lot about you're one of the best football players we've ever coached. There's no reason that you have to do anything but be yourself. So we ought to see a better game out of him come Tuesday.
Well, I'll tell you what, watching Tyler LaSalle for the very first time, I was extremely impressed with the way that that he run the offensive show out there for you. And the comment that you'd made in our previous pregame on last Thursday that he's like having a coach on the field, and he is. He certainly can make great decisions. He's quick. He's shifty. He's elusive. Just one of those very, very good athletes that you got to rely on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our offense is, you know, 90% of the time goes through him. You know, he's going to touch the ball. He's going to read it. He's going to make the pass. He's going to hand off to the right person. So we count on him to do a lot of things. So, yeah, when our offense runs well, it's because he's making great decisions out there.
Going to need that tonight against the Hoisington Cardinals with the first round of the playoffs in 3A. And Cardinals come in with that 5-4 mark, but they've also got a very good quarterback in Hagan Hanslick. And he's big and he's strong. And this entire Cardinal team has a lot of size and strength to it.
Yeah, they're a big physical team. You know, it's not something that you line up. They're a little deceptive when you're on their offense because they spread the ball out. Hey, it means they line up two or three different receivers to the outside, but they're still a power running team. You know, their quarterback runs the ball up hard up the middle, pulling a backside guard and tackle and two running backs leading through. So they're more physical than what they are finesse, even though that, you know, you would think that being a spread team, you try to pass the ball more.
You know, that's going to really spread your defense out, obviously, a lot, and they're going to create a lot of seams here. What are the things you try to do to counteract that?
You got to make sure that, you know, all your secondary coverage, you got to come up with some different coverages. You can't just sit back and play, you know, 3-deep zone or 4-deep zone. You're going to have to go some man. You're going to have to walk the extra guy into the box to kind of counteract playing 11-on-11. You know, anytime that you play against an offense that has a running quarterback, it becomes 11-on-11 type game. So you can't cheat it by keeping that extra guy out of the box. So we're going to have to try to figure a way to get an extra guy into the box, you know, to take away some of the running game and force them to pass the ball.
Well, obviously, they're going to have to face a running quarterback, too, as well, in Tyler LaSalle. And you've got a good running back in Hernandez, too, as well, that can take it right up the middle and get to the outside. But you've also got a passing game. So talk about that real quickly, about how you might utilize that more.
We got to stay balanced. You know, definitely against the Cimarron, I don't think we were as balanced as what we were. You know what we're going to have to be come Tuesday night. We're going to have to throw the ball a lot on first down, kind of throw a lot of play action pass. You know, we got to definitely be 50 run, 50 pass when you're taking a look at the game plan.
Now, as you are in the playoffs and the excitement for your entire team, not only for the guys, but for your coaching staff as well, thoughts about how practice has gone?
Oh, it's been great. You know, this is the seventh year we've been here as a coaching staff, and we've made the playoffs 6 years. But this has been the best you know, weekend practices we've ever had. Now, the kids were focused. They're intense. You know, usually sometimes at this point of the season, you start to see the younger kids not really wanting to come to practice. You know, it's been a long season. They kind of want to check it in. We don't have that. I mean, everybody's showing up to practice. Everybody wants to be there. Everybody's still ready to keep going.